Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
And
welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I first want to say thank you to all of my listeners, north to south, east to west, and all my listeners around the globe in the 33 countries that tunes in every weekend. I appreciate you. Please don't stop and tell your friends. And tonight, before I introduce my special guest, I want to say hello to my co-host. Chris, how you doing, darling?
I'm doing good, Terry. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. I'm in the house, and I'm just doing what I got to do, and I'm okay. I'm glad
awesome.
I don't have no snow or rain or whatever's going on across the United States. So how is it for you in Ohio?
It's cold, but I'm staying warm.
That's good. That's good. Well, we have a special guest, and I hope she is nice and warm as well. Her name is Amanda Hayline, and this is a pleasure to have her here on a Friday because she is going to share with us how to feel better in 5 minutes. Now, you know, we've been dealing with some stuff, the pandemic, depressions, relationship issues, children getting on your nerves, job issues, lack of income. You know, so there's a lot of stuff that make people feel like, ugh, you know. So before I keep doing that and make myself throw up, I would say hello to Amanda. Hey, Amanda, how you doing, darling?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good now that you're here because you're going to share with us some stuff that's going to help us get past some of the issues in our life. And I know, Kate, nobody say that they're not going through something. I don't care what it is. It could be a newborn. It could be a child. It could be a spouse. It could be just a whole lot of things, you know, job issues, car problems. But sometimes we need to learn how to not take it to heart, you know, and just figure out how to get out of it, you know. And I want to say my condolences to people out there who's grieving right now. And there are many, so I can't call them by name, but you know who you are. If you're going through something, my condolences are sent out to you on behalf of Unmasked with authors Terry Lau and Chris. So without me doing more of that, I want you to tell me, darling, how did you get through life to the age you got to when you decided to say, I can feel better in 5 minutes? What's the transition? Tell me how you got from being like everybody else to figuring that out so we all can figure it out.
That's a good question. Well, to start with, I was in a really difficult relationship, and it was a very controlling relationship, and I had two small kids, and I was feeling really depressed. And so I actually went to an energy healer to try to feel better. And after the first session, I felt way better. And I thought, well, I'll keep going. And when I went back, I had an experience where my energy system, all of my chakras opened at once. And so what happens when that happens is everything, all the traumas and everything you've experienced in life that's been really, really hard that you just kind of shoved down because you didn't want to deal with it or you didn't feel like you had the permission to deal with it in a way that was healthy, all that stuff started to come up. And I started to have these waves of, you know, PTSD and having all these experiences where my emotions were uncontrollable. And on top of that, I started hearing voices and seeing things because I'm now clairvoyant.
Really?
And audiovoyant. Yeah. And
wow.
So stuff happened at once. And so you can imagine what a party that was in my life. It was really, really tough it was about 6 months of that. And then I kept going to healers during that time trying to understand what had happened to me. Nobody had a term for it at that point. But later I learned it was called a spontaneous Kundalini awakening. And it's something that a lot of people, it's called the spontaneous Kundalini. Yes, spontaneous Kundalini awakening is what they call it. That's an energetic term to mean like all of your energy system opened at once. And it can cause a lot of problems, and a lot of people end up in psychiatric wards with it. So I was very, very lucky. I had a good supportive healer team, And they got me through it. And then about 6 months after that happened, I thought, well, I've kind of got a handle on this. I've learned how to manage my emotions. I learned how to start dealing with my emotions and releasing those emotions as they came up. I had these three angels show up in my living room and tell me they were going to teach me how to heal people. And I told them they were crazy. And I told them they had the wrong house. And I said, well, you know, you guys are nuts. And they said, no, we're going to teach you how to heal people. And they started teaching me how to work with energy. So after that point, I started helping people. I became a hands-on healer. And I just had on-the-job training from the spirit realm, from these angels, as well as just teaching people how to deal with their emotions and how to release them. And then that was about 16 years ago. But during the pandemic, I started having a bunch of people coming to me because I do one-on-one sessions. And they said, I'm, you know, having a lot of anxiety. I'm having a lot of depression. I'm isolated. I'm scared. I can't differentiate between my own emotions and the emotions that are just floating around everywhere outside every time I go somewhere. And I need help. And so I wrote a small thing and put it on my website. And then I soon realized that wasn't enough. And I kept writing, and eventually it became this book. And
let me ask you a question a thing about your book. So what I'm hearing, so you think that there are people who are in the psych ward for schizophrenia, and in actuality, they had that thing that you said, a spontaneous thing going on, and they didn't know how to express what it was, that people just assumed they were schizophrenic and they weren't?
Yeah. That is something that occurs, unfortunately, pretty frequently. And usually, you know, people go in and they say, well, I'm hearing voices, or I'm having visions or things like that. And, you know, there's a lot of things that characterize what I went through versus having schizophrenia, because some people with schizophrenia can't differentiate between this reality and the other reality that they're experiencing. And they have a lot of trouble between the two places. And so that's when you get people that tend to, you know, self-harm or try to hurt other people, or just can't cope at all. And so for me, but I do have other friends that have had these experiences like I've had, similar, that have ended up in psychiatric wards for short periods of time, at least until they got medicated and all this stuff. And then they started to realize what was going on, and they could start to differentiate between the spirit realm and you know, the reality on earth.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
it's not funny, but they realize it's a difference between spirit world and just being bona fide crazy. But with that being said, I know Chris got a question he want to ask you, Amanda.
Oh, yes, Amanda. My first.
I said, Chris got a question he want to ask you, Amanda.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's breaking up just a little bit on my end. It's a little fuzzy, so I apologize if I asked you.
That's okay. I'm going to see if I can turn my thing up a little louder. Can you hear me better?
Oh no, I can hear you. I can hear you. It's not the volume. It's just like a little bit fuzzy. But no, I'm sorry. Did you ask me a question? I apologize.
I said Chris got a question he want to ask you.
Okay.
Yeah, Amanda, this is Chris. My first question is, you know, with the flu and the pandemic going around, what are some top healing things that we can do?
Well, as far as, you know, emotionally and from an energetic perspective, it's staying as calm as you can possibly stay, staying in positive environments if you can possibly do it, because whenever you're around negativity and negative energy, and if people are really frantic and stuff, we tend to pick that stuff up, and then that can lower our immune system in general. As far as health-wise, you know, I mean, I'm a big proponent of natural immunity myself, and so I always tell people, you know, taking vitamin C, taking zinc, there's different protocols out there for vitamins and things like that, that I say, you know, it's a good idea to take those things, regardless of whether you want to get the vaccine or not. It's good immune-building stuff, so I do encourage people to do that. Whenever they come to me, I'm like, hey, it doesn't matter. You know, it's good for your body anyway. So, you know, it can't hurt for sure.
Okay.
Well, I got a question. you were talking about your chakras being open and stuff, and I know that I've heard this forever, that, you know, the universe, you know, whatever you put out, it will bring back to you, like, positive energy. And, like, if you say that, okay, I want to be wealthy, and you will put it out in the atmosphere, and it will come back to you. How could I manifest positive energy on a, like, with the chakra thing, you know, open up something so I'm more in tune for those positivity that I seek in my life? Because, yes, I try to stay away from stress because I feel like I don't need the headache, but the things that I think the universe should be giving me, I don't feel like I've received it yet. So I'm trying to wonder, is there anything that I could do as far as the chakra thing, me and Chris, to open ourselves up to more positive stuff, you know, for, you know, stuff to come in my life that I think I'm entitled to have. I mean, I've suffered a lot of years now. I think I'm due for a blessing, a big one.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of places, you know, there's a lot of different things that you can do to kind of open that up. It's kind of, it's the same thing, but there's different aspects of it. And I'll do my best to explain it. So as far as the chakras opening it up, that can really help you be more in tune with your intuition and yourself. It feels like for you, a lot of your intuition comes through your heart, is what I'm feeling. Like, you're a very heart-centered person, and so you probably have a lot of heartache in your life as well, but a lot of your intuition comes through your heart. You can feel what other people are feeling, and you feel it through your heart mostly, which is, it's a really sweet place to feel things, and that really is the bridge between the upper and lower chakras, the heart chakra is. So that chakra in you is really highly developed. So, you know, one
you're
of
right
the
about
you
that.
Do,
you know, some people say you write when people say stuff because they want to hear that good stuff. But I am very compassionate and sensitive to people that's going through stuff, the underdog. You know, it seems like I will fight quicker for someone else than I fight for myself. And that's, you know, I just think that's because I watched my parents, and especially my mom. She was such a good woman. She was a servant. She always did stuff for people. And I kind of got, like, you know, I feel good when I can make someone else don't be stressed out. Like, you know, I'm trying to go out there and heal the world. And I just say, Lord, use me. You know, but you're right about that because I'm very sympathetic when people are hurting. That bothers me, too.
Right. Yeah. And that's a really, it's a sweet way to be. But it's, you know, watching your, you know, what if I heard you right, watching your mom, you know, put other people first. We learn that from our parents. We learn how to function in life. And sometimes it's we're watching something that's maybe to their detriment or they go too far one direction as far as not taking care of themselves and kind of be, you know, getting themselves in a position where they're tapped out, you know, they're stressed out and, and they want to help so bad. But, you know, you got to fill your own cup. And that's a tricky thing to learn, and I've had to learn it over the years. And, you know, I'm not 100% perfect at it for sure, but doing that is going to help you actually be more balanced in your energy system. And the more you take care of you, the more you're going to be able to help other people, and that's going to come back to you more and more the more you take care of you. So that's one of the things, too, with the universe is the universe is waiting for you to take care of you because when you ask, when you ask for gifts from the universe, it's like you receive on a level that you feel worthy to receive because you help everyone else first. You don't help yourself. Then probably people around you get blessings, it seems like, probably more than you do. And so that's kind of what's happening is, you know, you're placing yourself in a really wonderful, worthy place in your heart and with God or with the universe or however you believe is, you know, doing things for you that fill your own cup. And then when you ask for these things and watch for the changes, because as, you know, I tell people manifesting is a journey. I actually just did a course on this. I created it. It's coming out in probably about a month. And, you know, I tell people, you know, you can only fill your cup as big as your cup is. And so whenever you clearing out the old traumas and the old beliefs and old emotions that you're holding on to, that make you feel like less than the brilliant being you are, then the bigger your cup gets and the more overflowing the blessings get for yourself from the universe, because the universe has more of a place to put it if you've got a bigger cup, right? So clearing out those
since I was small, that you have to be a blessing to get a blessing. And so, and I've always been taught that it's best to give and you know, before you receive. And when you give it cheerfully, because if you do something for somebody and you begrudgingly doing it, then don't do it, because it's not from your heart, you know. And I do daily when I pray. I ask the Lord to fill me with his wisdom, his compassion, his love, you know, his fearlessness, because, and usually do what you want me to do, because I don't care what people think. You know I would joke around a lot, and I'm a funny person, but I really am working really hard that when I drop my earthly robe, that I'm going to heaven, because there's only two places that I believe you go to, heaven or hell, and hell is not my home. And so, you know, I try to use the time I got left to be a good person, you know, and try to do right by people and protect them if I can, because I'm not trying to go to hell, and I believe there is a hell.
All you can do is come from your heart and have the best intention you can possibly have. And it really feels like you do that. You know, you really are thoughtful that way. And that's all you can do, you know, as far as that
goes. Well, thank you for that confirmation. But I'm going to let Chris ask this question before I get carried away.
All right. Well, Amanda, my next question is, you know, people, I got healer friends, and they tell me that laughter laughter and comedy are the best healers of the world. And I was just wondering if you agree with that, and if you do, what are some of your go-tos regarding that, regarding comedy and laughter? Like, what makes you laugh?
Oh, wow, that's a really good question. That's one I haven't been asked on our show before. I appreciate that. I do believe that laughter is the best medicine. The more positive you are, regardless of what your situation is, the more healing you're going to have. You're going to have healing on a greater level. And that's been shown over and over again at places like cancer centers. You know, you see the people with the most positive attitudes, you know, regardless of their situation, they are the ones that tend to heal. You know, in general, they do better with treatment. There's just positive mindset and laughter and just staying in the happiest place possible is really a good thing. I like memes on Instagram and Facebook just for quick laughs, and I don't watch a lot of shows just because TV is just something I just don't really do, but every now and then I like a good funny movie. Once every couple of months I'll watch something like that. But usually just social media, just little quick things that are funny to me, you know, that apply to my life, or, you know, and I'm a meme sender, you know, I like send things to my kids all the time and my staff, and, you know, it's just fun to me to share, like, laughs with people, because it's, you know, and everybody has a different sense of humor. So when I find something that fits someone's sense of humor, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's going to be awesome. They're going to love that, you know, and I'll send it. And so that brings me as much joy as laughing at it myself, you know, because I know they're laughing at it. So it's fun.
Yeah. I believe that about laughter, you know, because when you're laughing, you're feeling good. You're not tense. You know, but when you argue, you tense up, you know, your pressure goes up. You're laughing, everything is mellow, you know. So I agree with that, and I agree with everybody got different things they find funny. I don't know if I got a sick sense of humor, but, you know, sometimes I laugh at myself, but, yeah.
Well, it's fun, yeah.
Amanda, tell us about that book, and the name of the book, you know, and how much that cost.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I couldn't understand what you said. I apologize.
Okay, that's okay, darling. I said, tell me about your book that you wrote and how much it costs.
How much it costs?
Yeah, and the title of your book.
The title is Feel Better in 5 Minutes, An Empowering Guide to Gain Control Over Your Emotions. And I believe we have it for $18.99 on Amazon, and then it's also on Barnes & Noble.
Okay. So now that you say that you have seen angels come back and talk to you, when that happened, did that scare you?
No, it didn't, because I had seen it over and over again. During that 6-month period, I'd seen it quite a bit. And then before that, I'd had it happen a couple of times to me when I was a little bit younger. But, the first time it was a little, it freaked me out a little bit. The times going forward, when they showed up in my house and told me they were going to teach me how to heal people, when they showed up, I was like, what do you want now? Because they had been showing up in my house, different beings and angels, and I'd had, all kinds of crazy dreams and all these things had happened. And so I was like, oh, geez, what do you guys want now? What? Because they'll show up and say these grandiose things, this and that, and you need to go do this. And, I mean, they would just send me on these wild goose chases sometimes and different things. And so when they showed up and said that, I thought, oh, geez, you guys have lost
it.
Can you see through them?
I mean, because they're angels. Can you see through them, or they are materialized like we are?
Yeah, they weren't completely solid. I could see through them, kind of. They were glowy white, but you could they were a little bit translucent. Yeah, but you could see through them. I mean, they were a little transparent. So, but it was, they were large. They were like 7 feet or so tall, and so they were quite big, but they have a certain feeling to them, it's kind of this warm, almost like
so it's
pressure.
A people sensation that you feel with them around.
Yeah when
okay.
I feel them a lot of times, it's like that. Yeah,
well, can you feel anything now,
right now?
Yeah.
I don't think I don't have one in my room right now. They're hanging around. They come through though. They come through now.
Okay,
and
they come through before the show and say, well, you're going to be on a show with Terry and Chris. Did they tell you anything? Did they tell us?
They didn't, actually. I'm sorry to say, they didn't. They said, you're going to have a great time. I heard them say that earlier in the day when you called me. See? And it's happening.
Awesome.
Right now. So
awesome.
There you go. But I had a good feeling about you. Super sweet. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's been a good experience. But, yeah, they're here and there. They come and go. They give me business advice and all kinds of things. So they're always around talking to me and helping me out in my life. And, it's not – what they say isn't always 100%. I think that's something that's an interesting fact that, sometimes they just say things to guide you in a certain direction. And it's a journey and not just this immediate destination. It's not like I say, what should I do about this? And they automatically tell me the answer. Sometimes they lead me on a wild goose chase to find the answer, So it's pretty interesting sometimes how they want things to play out versus just to give you the answer. Yeah. So that's
much as I love this conversation, we're winding down to about 30 seconds. So, again, Feel Better in 5 Minutes can be found at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Amanda Hainline, that's spelled Hainline. Go get a book. You'll be blessed by it. And she can also do some personal readings. So I'm sure you got a website.
AmandaHainline.com.
Amanda Hainline dot what?
.com. AmandaHainline.com. And I on Instagram, it's at AKHainline. Hainline.
Well, thank you so much. Like I said, this is home. You want to come back on the show, call me up. But our time has ran out, and that was quick,
Yeah, it was. It was.
Thank you so much. Me and Chris appreciate you spending the time with us on a Friday. And so on that note, you have my cell phone. Call me if you want to come back on. talk about something different or the same thing in detail, just let me know. And y'all both have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.